From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel says it has called up 16,000 more reservists. It signaled a potential widening of its offensive in Gaza that has displaced a quarter of that population. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Jerusalem. The Israeli Security Cabinet will meet in a few hours to discuss what steps to take next.
The new call-up followed another day of heavy fighting in which tank shells hit a UN school in Gaza sheltering Palestinians displaced by the conflict, killing at least 16. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon angrily denounced the attack and called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. An Israeli envoy was in Cairo last night to meet with Egyptian officials trying to broker a deal, but Israel and Hamas continue to disagree on the terms of any end to the fighting. Israel has now called up a total of 86,000 reservists, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will destroy Hamas's network of tunnels between Gaza and Israel, with or without a ceasefire. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The House has passed legislation that would start to address problems in the troubled Veterans Affairs health system. The Senate gets the bill today. It would spend billions of dollars to allow vets to seek private treatment from doctors when the wait for a VA physician is long or if the VA facility is distant. The bill also spends money to hire more VA doctors and nurses and more mental health professionals. Poverty in the United States has become more concentrated in certain neighborhoods, making it harder for individuals to get out of poverty. That's according to a new report today by the Brookings Institution. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
12% of poor people in the U.S. live in what are called distressed neighborhoods. Those are areas where the poverty rate is 40% or more. This concentration of poverty has been growing over the past decade, and Elizabeth Kneebone of Brookings says those who live in these areas face a double burden.
So not only are they dealing with their individual challenges of being poor, but they're also dealing with the challenges of being poor in a very poor place.
Which can mean failing schools, high crime, and fewer jobs. Kneebone says that the number of distressed areas is growing more rapidly in the suburbs, where there are even more barriers for the poor, such as a lack of public transportation. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Los Angeles authorities have doubled the amount of water that was spilled yesterday from a broken water main. 20 million gallons of water flooded city streets and surged into the UCLA campus before the break was shut off. Drought conditions in Southern California have led government officials to start fining people for using too much water. UCLA researcher Matt Peacott says that was on his mind yesterday.
It's a little bit ironic that people are getting fined for using too much water and this happens.
There was so much water gushing, underground parking garages were flooded. This is NPR. The website WikiLeaks has published documents from Australia regarding a national corruption trial there. The Australian court in the case has now imposed a gag order, and the WikiLeaks release includes those documents. Very little can now be disclosed about the corruption trial, which also involves international government officials. This includes a gag on releasing their names and titles. The Australian court said it imposed the gag order in the interest of national security. Republicans in the House can now sue President Obama over his implementation of the Affordable Care Act. NPR's S.V. Dante reports a resolution authorizing Speaker John Boehner to do so passed the chamber on a party-line vote.
Republicans argue that Obama has overstepped his constitutional authority on a range of issues, from immigration to environmental regulations. They say they limited their focus to the health care law because legal experts told them it was their best chance of success. But even before the vote was taken, Obama was poking fun at the legislation.
They have announced that they're going to sue me for taking executive actions to help people. So, you know, they're mad because I'm doing my job.
Obama also pointed out that taxpayers would pick up the tab both for bringing the suit and for defending it. The resolution does not provide a time frame for when the suit must be filed. S.V. Date, NPR News, the Capitol.
Officials in India say at least 21 people have died in a landslide in a village in the western part of the country. It's feared up to 150 people are trapped. Emergency workers are slowly reaching the scene because of debris on the rural road. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.